This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station Joy 94.9.
Joining us in the cocktail bar right now, because we're not joined in the studio, it seems very, very strange. And I have to say, it's really, really exciting to welcome to Joy 94.9 American singer Steve Grand. Welcome, Steve.
Thank you so much. Great to be here.
Steve, you are one of these artists where, particularly within the queer communities around the world, and I know very much in Australia, where if people know who Steve Grand is, people love Steve Grand.
And or they hate Steve Grant. I'm quite polarizing.
Yeah, well, I did notice when I was going back through a bit of stuff, there was a little article in QWERTY a couple of years ago where they weren't too complimentary of your antics.
But, yeah.
But and that
was
they?
Well, it comes with the territory.
Yeah. So to just bring everybody up to speed, because what we'd like to do is have more people with you.
Absolutely.
You sort of kicked off your career in around about 2013.
Yeah, 2013 I released my first video for All American Boy, a song I wrote, and I produced the video with my friends, had one of the most successful Kickstarter campaigns thereafter, and my first debut album came out spring of 2015, and it debuted at number 3 on the independent albums chart. So as an independent artist, I've been so incredibly lucky to be so embraced so quickly. And I have to, go back to All American Boy for that, my original song and video, which really captured, not only my country, but a lot of people from around the world that I was, so blessed to hear from after it.
And the video made it very clear right from the start that you were a gay man in terms of the relationship it portrayed in that video.
Well, yeah, it was very interesting about the video because some people, if the idea of homosexuality wasn't, on their brain, it took them until, I made them, in the video, I make a move on this guy, about two-thirds through. And I've heard stories where, people didn't realize what was going on. Like, some straight guys were just very clear. straight guys being clueless.
As you said, you released your album in 2015. It did really, really well on the independent charts.
Yeah.
You're still, I guess, building your profile. You have been labelled, I guess. And our community loves our labels. You've been labeled as a country music singer.
Yeah.
Is that who you are and who you want to continue to be?
I've never, called out the country label, or I've never embraced that, but I'm really not so into the labels. I think that there's elements of my music that are clearly inspired by country. Going back to my first song and video, All American Boy, definitely there's some, twangy guitars, and the visuals of the video definitely lend themselves to being considered country. But I don't spend a lot of time talking about it. I think in this industry, you kind of got to pick your battles. And if it's a little misnomer that, the genre of music I sing, I think everyone hears things a little differently. So it's really all about perspective. And if people hear me as a country artist and like that, that's fine.
Yeah. Well, one of the other things that you are very good at is social media presence. And you appear across many of our platforms, many of the time not a lot of clothes on, but you also have lots of great messages in those social media about being yourself and being confident and being real, and you always bring a personal touch to that, because you've had a pretty not rough but an interesting ride yourself for as coming out.
Oh, absolutely. And I as I look back on it now over the last couple of years, I really look at 2013 and the release of All American Boy and kind of the start of my journey as, developmentally in some ways. It was like me kind of, in some ways, I was a toddler. I really was just at that point of embracing myself at such a basic level, because I grew up in a home that, didn't necessarily accept me for being gay. They were very much against it. So it took me a long time coming from that to be okay with myself. And I mean, being okay with yourself, I always say it's a continuous journey, and it's not a destination. And we're all on that path we're just at a different point on that path. And I mean, we all have a ways to go, I think.
In terms of your personal journey, is there anything that has improved in, say, your family life because you were so forthright and have continued to be quite public?
I think so. I think it's been impactful for my parents to see the response that I've gotten, and especially my mom has made friends with some of my you know, closer fans, and she talks to them on Facebook and catches up with them, and they share recipes and all kinds of things, and it's really wonderful. And I think it's been such a testament to a parent's love that they could come around from, you know, really being terrified of an idea to embracing it and seeing that there really isn't a whole lot to be afraid of.
Fantastic. Now, you've released a couple of singles since All American Boy mm-hmm. album came out. Music, while not necessarily being a country singer, music is what I want to continue doing.
Oh, yeah.
So is that the prime role for you going forward? Do you see yourself as a musician first and all the other stuff comes after?
Yeah, and it's been really interesting because in order to be able to do music and make that what I do, I've had to learn how to do so many different things as an independent artist and as someone who doesn't have someone, you know, just dragging me along and saying, you have to do this and you have to do this. It comes down to what I want to do and, you know, the moves that I make. And I take a very, you know, I really am fully in charge of what I do and every detail. And it's been, my challenge lately is learning how to delegate, because I try to micromanage every little detail of everything. And when you're, you know, recording your own vocals for your album and producing it and then figuring out the artwork and then contacting photographers and, making your merchandise and then keeping up with social media and trying to get gigs, there's so much. And I have my hand in all of it. And no one is above me making these calls. It's always everything comes back to me. So I've really had to learn how to be a leader and step up. And, you know, I look at myself as a small business owner.
I was going to say, you're a machine.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been really good because it's engaged parts of my brain I don't think I would have used otherwise. And it's taught me things about business and just the way the world works.
Yeah.
In a very real way by having to just do it.
Does that mean, though, that because you're doing everything yourself, that schedules around music releases are flexible, or do you actually set deadlines on yourself that I'm going to have the next single out here?
I've been so awful with deadlines, I just stopped saying dates, and I'm probably just going to drop my album one day without saying anything.
Okay.
Are you going to do a Beyonce? It just appears one
right,
day.
Right. I don't think I'll do that, because I'll be too tempted to build it up. And I think I'll benefit from some kind of build up on social media. But I definitely have my next album in the works, and I, you know, within the next couple of months, I want to have something out. And my ideas, the problem is they continuously build on each other, and I'm, you know, continuously reevaluating where I am in my life and the statement I want to make at that point. And I still believe in albums, even though we're in a very single-driven world, and I still like there to be a cohesiveness with all the songs, and even more now, like I want the music videos all to be together for the album. And then I have to think, well, to save money, I'm gonna have to film this all at once, and so I need to have it all written, the
wow.
treatments written out.
Yeah.
So it's juggling a lot of things, but I feel like it keeps me sharp and it keeps me on top of it. And I wouldn't want to do anything else in the world. I love creating, and I love hearing back from people that are moved, you know, by my work, the music, the visuals, you know, everything like that. And sure, you know, if you know, the blogs online, we don't want to repost, you know, pictures where I don't wear a lot of clothes, that's fine. I don't.
You are the whole package, isn't that the part of being in the music industry these days?
Yeah, and I would say so. I would say plenty of entertainers take advantage of you know, their appearance.
Absolutely,
I think we like our entertainers generally to be attractive people.
Yeah,
and. I mean, I wear clothes 99% of my life.
Oh, I know you're wearing clothes today.
I can't choose what they you know, repost. But you know, it's what I put out there. So it's, you know, what I'm gonna get, and all that's fine. You know, you learn to just accept it for what it is.
You're here for Mardi Gras, you're here for the big party, you're going to perform for us. Can you give us any clues whatsoever as to what we're going to see on
stage? It's the first time I'm ever going to be with dancers, with choreographed dancers on stage. It's the biggest indoor space I've ever played played to. And my performance is going to be, you know, usually I just wear this, like, right, you know, I'm just wearing jeans and boots and a t-shirt now, but
it's, you wear them, it's very well. Sexy. You do wear them very well, but it's going to be sexy. Okay.
Yes, yeah, it's definitely going to be, all the guys are going to be, it's, you know, very athletic, the whole theme. That's as detailed as I'll get.
All right. We are going to be there. We will try to be as close to the front of the stage as we can. So we're looking forward to it.
Wonderful.
We're looking forward to new music as well. We do have to thank you for joining us here on Joy 94.9.
Thank you for having
Steve,
me. It's been great, guys.
It's been wonderful. Yeah.
Chris and Cam.
Exactly.
He knows this.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.